What's up? Happy Tuesday. I just want to talk about some things that are on my heart today. So, where to begin? Man, this season of life is just so crazy. Like, with everything going on with Cultivate, this giant trip coming up where we've got stops lined up all over the country, and you know, this thing is still new. It's like a new baby, and all of the responsibility ultimately still falls on my shoulders, and that's okay. Like, it's actually beautiful because it's teaching me things that I knew nothing about like a year ago. It's teaching me time management, and that's the biggest thing that I'm struggling with right now. Today, and it's the reason I hit record on this podcast, is because I've got 2 weeks until August 1st, which is when I hit the road full time to go execute on this crazy mission, vision, whatever you want to call it, that God's placed on my heart. And on August 1st, we're going straight to Alabama to speak at a 12-step group. And from there, going to Tennessee, from there to Arkansas, to Denver, to Montana, to Seattle, to Portland, to San Francisco, to Santa Cruz, to LA, to San Diego, to Vegas, to Phoenix, Austin, Texas, and a bunch of places in between, including like Ohio and Pittsburgh and Virginia Beach and Jacksonville, Florida. Wilmington, North Carolina, and then ultimately back here to Charlotte, which is home. So I've got 2 weeks to figure all that out, 2 weeks to get rid of everything in my apartment, sell, you know, the things that are worth a little bit of money, and then donate the rest to Salvation Army or, you know, thrift stores or wherever, and also have to figure out everything, like what I'm gonna eat, what I'm gonna wear, like all this stuff for like 3 straight months on the road. And it's a lot, but the reason that you can probably sense that I'm smiling and laughing right now is because it brings great joy to my heart. And that's probably the point that I'm making here, is when everything feels like too much, whether it's your work or your relationships or just life in general, when it starts to feel like too much and you start to feel stuck and overwhelmed. And for me, you know, the short word for that is anxiety. When my mind starts racing, you know, to all of these things that may or may not even happen in the future, I almost get paralyzed by that fear and that anxiety. And the way to not be paralyzed, it sounds really simple, but the first thing I do is hit my knees and find my inner peace and find my connection with God. Because without that, you know, I'm very lost, and it's really hard to trust myself, you know, if I don't feel at peace with the decisions that I'm making throughout the day. So that would be step one. And step two would be just to forget about the noise and do the thing that sets your soul on fire. And so for me, with all this Cultivate stuff, like, yeah, I've got the road trip and all of that, but it doesn't set my soul on fire to like clean my apartment and sell my stuff. Like, that's stressing me out. That doesn't give me joy, and it doesn't fuel my passion. What fuels my passion is this podcast. So I'm taking the time to just, you know, share what's going on in my life and speak life into this situation, and hopefully it'll connect with somebody that's going through a similar thing. And also, the thing that gives me fire is to work with others. And so, you know, as soon as this is over, I'm going to press into all the relationships that I've been cultivating, no pun intended, and just pour life into people, you know, who have reached out through Instagram, who need help or who need words of advice or who need to be pointed to professional treatment or, you know, whatever it is that's going on. And that's why I started this in the first place. And so the ultimate point that I'm making is it all starts with why. If you are in the shower in the morning and you feel stressed out and consumed with fear, start with one question. Why am I alive today? Every single day for me starts like that. I start every day of recovery. It's been almost 3 years now, and not a day has passed by where I haven't woken up with that same crippling anxiety. Depression is still there in my natural state, and I'm just lost in my head every single morning that I wake up. So the first thing that I was taught to do, and I still do it every single day, and I'm again 100% sure that it's the reason I'm still sober today, is I roll over and I hit my knees and I pray. And sometimes my prayer takes the form of listening, and sometimes it takes the form of asking God for wisdom and peace and the serenity prayer, as a lot of us know. And that's how I start. And sometimes I feel better right away. Sometimes it's just words that I said and I thought I meant, but I didn't really mean. And I'd feel a little bit indifferent. And sometimes it's like this incredibly radical experience where I'm overwhelmed with chills and it turns into a 20-minute prayer meditation session where I cry or feel all the feelings or laugh or whatever. That's my time with God, and it looks different every day. But that's where I start. And then, like I just said, when it's time to start getting ready for the day and shower and do all that stuff, I make it a point to hit my knees again in the shower. And that's when my mind is a little bit more alert. And, you know, I've had time to process the day ahead and, you know, the challenges that are in front of me and what my goals are. And that's when I'm able to pray specifically about those things and just truly ask for like the wisdom and the discretion. And my prayer is usually I ask God to be my hands and be my feet and be my eyes and be my ears, because I know where my self-will got me, and that was to rock bottom. And so that's why I said start your day with why and ask yourself the question, why am I here today? And when I'm able to do that, because sometimes even in my situation, I forget. I'm 3 years into the sober life and, you know, God has moved mountains in my life and I still forget. So I have to start my day with that question. And here's my answer to that question every single day. My why is because God saved my life and He filled me with hope and joy and peace. And my why is to share that with other people, because I believe that every person deserves to experience this, especially those who struggle with the same addiction and alcoholism that I used to struggle with. Everybody deserves hope, and that's my why. And I go through every single day trying to encourage at least one person, at least one new person, and share hope with them and speak life into their situation. And that's what keeps me going. So when I'm able to do that, and just take, and sometimes all of that takes 10 seconds to process. When I'm able to do that, it changes my entire day, and I suddenly have the drive to do those things that I didn't want to do 10 minutes ago. And I'm suddenly not overwhelmed with the anxiety that crippled me 10 minutes ago. And I just have enough energy to take care of what's in front of me, and that's all I really need. I don't need to know the game plan for 10 steps down the road. I don't need to know all the answers. If I knew all the answers, I would be God, and I would not need Him. And I think that's part of the purpose of life, and the reason that I'm human and I'm not God is I'm supposed to enjoy this journey. And that's how I view it. And that's why I smile right now, and I make it a point to smile every single day. If I'm given the gift of tomorrow, I'm going to approach it the same way, because it's working. So I hope that resonated with somebody. We all have our own challenges in life, and that's just my way of navigating through that, is start with why, and then all the other questions, the who, the what, the where, the when, and the how, those things kind of reveal themselves in time. But the why, that's on you. That's between you and God, and you need to answer that every single day. And that is how you keep going. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start sharing other people's stories in recovery and people who have made a huge impact on my own recovery, just rock star people that are in my life and in the recovery and sober community, to add some value to what you're going through in your life and to add some different perspectives from different walks of life. We all have our own journey. And while I'm so eternally grateful and thankful for what God has done in my life, I know that I'm just a small part of this in the big picture of eternity. So that's what we're going to press into the next couple of weeks. You can expect some interviews and just some awesome content. And as we hit the road, I'm going to be doing even more of that, just sharing people's stories and interviewing people and asking the questions that need to be asked and talking about the things that nobody wants to talk about. So hope you'll keep up with this podcast, subscribe to it if you like what's going on here, and we will talk next time. Much love.